With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Peter Maas, best-selling author of Serpico and the Valachi Papers, turns to fiction with his latest book, Father and Son. Maas says it was easy for him to move to fiction because even his nonfiction books read like novels.
I have always been far more interested in the characters than the plot. You take Serpico, for example. I was not bowled over by the fact there was widespread police corruption in New York and elsewhere. What interested me was a man who did something about it. Why did he do that?
There are two themes in Peter Maas' novel, Father and Son. The first is a look at the conflict in Northern Ireland. The second, as the title implies, the relationship between a successful advertising man and his son, who is exploring his Irish roots.
He falls into an IRA gun-running plot, and he disappears. And his father has to embark on a harrowing journey in Boston and London and Belfast to try to find out what happened to his son.
In that search, the father sees the reality of the conflict in Northern Ireland, and it's clear who Peter Maas is rooting for.
I don't think that's fair to say that I was pro-IRA.
No, I didn't say that.
Sympathetic. If there is a tone, I suppose you could say it was anti-British, because I do believe that Ireland is a conquered country that has never been totally conquered.
Peter Maas has written an exciting story that leads the reader to the inner workings of the Irish Republican Army. Father and Son was published by Simon & Schuster. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Peter Maas denies his new novel, Father and Son, carries a political message.
It's not a political tract, it's a novel, and I'm writing about characters that I want people to care about.
And yet it's clear that Father and Son is an indictment of the British occupation of Northern Ireland.
Whether you like it or not, the hard fact is there will be no solution. The IRA will never quit fighting until the British agree to leave.
Peter Maas recalls walking down the Falls Road in West Belfast, heart of the Irish Rebellion.
And I looked down the street and I saw two big Saracen tanks rumbling along, with each with an open hatch on top and a machine gunner slowly turning 360 degrees. And on each side of these two huge tanks, there were cordons of paratroopers with their automatic rifles at the ready.
Peter Maas says that Belfast looks as though it could be a town in Nazi-occupied France. Maas describes the conflict in Northern Ireland as a brutal and savage war.
In all these years and years of trying to find a solution, the one thing that hasn't been tried is the British leaving.
But he says the British have never left any place willingly. Peter Maas' novel is the story of a father's search for his son who vanishes after being caught up in an IRA gun-running scheme. Simon & Schuster published Father and Son. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.